invitation had been completely unexpected. It had arrived in the mail 2 days earlier, on stiff white embossed paper almost as thick as cardboard. RSVP. Sylvia had rushed out in a flurry of shopping. Harry thought she looked pretty good in the light yellow cocktail dress she'd bought. She ought to, after all the time she and the girls had spent fussing over the dress, the shoes, her makeup, her hair. Harry's hair was slicked down with a gel that Sylvia insisted he use. It made him feel like a pimp, but Sylvia screamed that he couldn't go to Victor Anson's party with his hair blowing every which way like some nerdy creep. He hated the gel, but he used it. Now the two of them stood at the front door of the condominium building, while a parking valet drove their car down the brick driveway to the parking lot and back. A doorman in a black uniform was standing by the glass double doors of the entryway. After checking the invitation Harry handed to him, the doorman led them every step of the way to the elevator, as if he was afraid Harry would steal one of the vases that held big bouquets of fresh flowers. Another guy in a black uniform actually ran the elevator. Harry began to wonder if this was all security that Anson had hired. All the guy had to do was press the button marked PH. For penthouse, Harry figured. The elevator opened onto a small entryway. Beyond its open door was a big room already crowded with people buzzing with conversations, men and women standing and chatting amiably while holding champagne flutes or heavy-cut crystal old-fashioned glasses. The men were all in suits, or at least sports jackets. Harry felt grateful that Sylvia had insisted he wear his one and only suit, an old tweed that he hadn't taken out of the closet for years. It smelled faintly of mothballs. He recognized a few of the senior scientists from the lab. Moving hesitantly into the crowd, he introduced Sylvia to Jake Levy, who was wearing the kind of dark blue suit that Harry associated with church services. Levy, in turn, introduced his own wife, a plump, graying woman who seemed surprisingly older than Levy. A big-picture window swept along the far wall. Harry could see all the way out to the old Rose Bowl and the hills beyond. It was a beautifully clear day, with brilliant afternoon sunshine streaming down. Harry nodded to himself, thinking, when Victor Anson throws a party, the smog isn't invited. Anson himself was standing by the curving staircase that led upstairs, General Scheib beside him in his best blues. A woman in Air Force uniform was next to Scheib, the gold oak leaves of a major on her shoulders. She was petite, kind of pretty in a sort of girl-next-door way, but she looked distinctly uncomfortable. Sylvia fell into conversation with Mrs. Levy as a young waitress in a short-skirted black-and-white outfit offered a tray of drinks to Harry. He took a tulip glass of white wine and handed it to Sylvia, who accepted it without even looking at him. "And for you, sir?" the waitress asked. Harry thought about the drive home. It wasn't far, but he'd never been up at this end of Pasadena, near the country club, and didn't know the streets very well. He knew the Pasadena police force, though. "I'll have a club soda," he said. Mrs. Levy excused herself and moved away from Sylvia. For a few moments, neither she nor Harry knew quite what they should be doing.
"Where's the other people from your crew?" she asked Harry.
He scanned the crowd. "I don't see them."
"Weren't they invited?"
"Maybe not."
"Didn't you ask them?" Sylvia demanded. "Didn't you tell them you were invited to Mr. Anson's home?"
He shook his head. The thought had never occurred to him. Sylvia huffed.
"Honestly, Harry."
General